Welcome to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast.
Okay, we've got a message from Jesse, who has a thoroughbred gelding that you started. He hasn't been ridden for about 6 years and after he was retired. I'm wondering what you would feel is the best way to bring him back into being a ridden horse and which of your videos would be the best to watch and follow.
Okay, Jesse, well, any of the young horse videos from the Fern, the Duchess videos, the young horse starting videos, Banjo's long reining videos, the rain videos, all those are good content of, bringing a horse along and a young horse. When it comes to sort of, the backing of Fern and things like that, there's a lot of things that I'm doing in that, which I do with all horses when they come back in to work after time off, and that's, finding out if they're going to be okay with the saddle, okay with a girth, okay with me stepping, up on them, okay with them moving around me, and then when I step up on the side of them, can they move around me? So all that stuff is out there on those videos that you'll find will be useful. But basically coming back into work, the one thing you want to sort of start with, which I always start with all horses is how do they feel about me? Are they connected? Are they soft in the sense of soft thoughts towards me? Do they feel good with me around them? If I walk up to them fast at different angles, are they suddenly jumpy or things like that? Because you may know what's happened when he was raced. You may not know, and maybe things have happened to make him scared. So you've got to look into, okay, how does he trust me? Things like that from all angles. Then I just go basically into the leading, quality leading. So a lot of race horses start to get bracy. They start to get their head up a bit. They because in racing, over time they're kind of running, hanging on to the bit and hanging on to quite a lot of pressure in the mouth. So they don't back up very well. So the brakes aren't very good. And sometimes that steering gets a little stiff and things like that. So you really want to work on good quality come forward leading, good quality go back, lots of good quality backing till the horse is loosening up, thinking backwards, loosening through the jaw, loosening through the base of the neck, and just walking backwards in a nice two-beat rhythm and feeling good about it, not just kind of like anxious. And so if the horse feels anxious in the halter, it's going to feel anxious in the rein. So I do a lot of that. Getting your horse to walk beside you, so you can stand where the saddle would be, or at the rib cage, and just get your horse to steer. You go out in straight lines, come back, and then you could look into sort of putting long reins on just to sort of get better steering and backing and things like that. And then I always get young horses to move around me with my foot in the stirrup. Some people may need a mounting block, but they can walk around you softly around a mounting block where you wrap on their back and rub them over and things like that. That's all important. Belly rope, so before you put the girth on, just get them used to the pressure around their belly. So, you might pull it up a little till they get a little tight and then they relax a little, let it off, and you can slowly build in increments till they're comfortable with that girth pressure. Once they're comfortable with the girth pressure, you want to see them moving with the girth pressure so they're not frozen. So pull the girth pressure up, get them to lead a bit so they're not going to sort of get humpy in the saddle. And then generally just, saddle blankets, saddle on, saddle off until you get up on them and then ride them up. But if you've already got them to walk around you in the stirrup, chances are by the time you put your leg over and ride them, they've carried you on both sides, so that they're going to be better at getting used to carrying you forward. And then you can do things like, sit on a fence, get them to come by you on a fence so you're up above them, and just go through that. But obviously on a young horse, it takes a bit longer. Sometimes it'll take, with these horses that have been started and ridden a bit, it's not as much, but you just go through it if you want to just cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure you've done everything, so the horse is happy and you feel you're safe. So it won't take as long. It might take 2 or 3 lessons to get through all that, because the horse might be going, oh, yeah, I remember all this. This is easy. The one thing that you probably have to spend most of the time on is, getting good quality forwards and backwards. But if your horse is pretty quiet, you can still do it under saddle, but you want to get a bit of it done on the ground so you've got a reasonable understanding of the reins. But thanks, Jess, for that. That's really good. And I hope you go well with a horse. I it's good to hear sort of the horses of the past that I've done years ago.
We'll be back very soon with more questions answered.